recap Northern Ontario's demographics and why there's a need to attract new people here?
Sure. So Northern Ontario's population is facing a significant demographic shift. Baby boomers are entering retirement, and as a result, the region is becoming disproportionately older because subsequent generations are smaller in size. Other trends contributing to the demographic shift include a fertility rate that is lower than the replacement rate. People are living longer, there's a rising average of life expectancy, and of course there's the increase of out-migration by youth and the working age population. So because of all of these things mixed together, there is a population decline, the population is aging and getting older. And one solution is to encourage more newcomers to come into the region.
So there are a lot of programs to attract newcomers to certain areas. How can a community go about figuring out what's going to work best for it?
Well, there's, a few things that they can do. First and foremost, the key is to form strong partnerships. So they would have to form strong partnerships with stakeholders, employers, the local immigration partnerships, settlement agencies, the local schools, healthcare sector, and just to name a few. And then by forming those strong partnerships and kind of understanding what the labor needs are for their community, they could go about different programs that would best suit their community. So first you'd have to survey the community and find out exactly what they need.
What's been done elsewhere that could be applied here in Northern Ontario?
My paper does reference a few examples. The Morden example in Manitoba is a popular one. So that one kind of exemplifies a number of strategies that one community took to increase their migration numbers and to expand the number of people living in their community. So they formed a strong partnership with their province. Right now, immigrants are coming into that province through the, I forget what the full name is, but it's the MCDII. So right now, they've formed a partnership with the province where it's a pilot program for that specific initiative. And that is also attached to their provincial nominee program as one of the streams. Morden surveyed the community, talked to a number of stakeholders, and through that they were able to develop a very specific criteria that suits the needs of their community. So that's one example that smaller communities can look at to see how they've done it. Their community, Morden's about 8,000 people, so it's quite a small community. And then there's another example by, I don't speak French, so unfortunately I can't pronounce this properly, but it's by the CIF in PEI as well as the ACF in Saskatchewan. So they developed a very targeted initiative where they found exactly what countries they could form partnerships with in order to target those specific migrants, and through that they were able to fulfill the needs of their communities.
And once communities have attracted new people, what needs to happen to make sure that they stay?
Well, there's a few things that need to happen. So first, these supports need to be in place. When newcomers come, they do have a lot of first initial needs just for settlement. So, getting all of the forms and things started that we don't really think about. So, like, for example, opening up a bank account or knowing where to put your kids in school or knowing where the local doctor's office is, where to go grocery shopping, things like that. So the settlement agency needs to make sure, then there needs to be some sort of settlement plan for the newcomers, whether there is an actual settlement agency in the actual community or it's something that's done remotely. The community and the stakeholders and, the community leaders need to be ready to welcome them and to integrate them. So that's done through settlement. Another thing that needs to happen is that the community itself needs to be on board with newcomers. You don't want to have any sort of these negative perceptions or, negative attitudes surfacing when the newcomers come. You want to make sure that the community itself is very welcoming and open and receptive to the idea.
What happens if communities don't take steps to get more people in, Christina?
Well, it's hard for me to say. It would be a bit anecdotal, but what could happen is that the communities, especially the smaller ones, would just start to close down, unfortunately.
What potentially does that mean for the region as a whole?
Well, you would just lose those really unique communities that make up Northern Ontario and all their distinct characteristics. And there's people that have lived in their communities for years and years, and they're retiring there and they want to stay there. And it would just be really unfortunate that they're unable to sustain themselves because of a migration problem.
And just lastly, Christina, what can community leaders do? Where can they go for more information if they want to take some of these steps?
There's a lot of sources of information, and maybe almost too many could be a little bit overwhelming. I think that the first point of contact would be to reach out to their local immigration partnership representatives and, you know, go on from there, because the LIPS do a really great job of connecting people with the partnerships that they need to be making, and kind of making those initial introductions or just knowing who needs to be at the table when coming up with such a plan. Of course, then, you know, it's really good to reach out to the government representatives that are responsible for immigration in those areas and seeing what programs are available and how they can utilize government programs. My paper provides a pretty comprehensive step-by-step guide on how to create such a strategy, so that could also be a good resource for leaders. But I really think that reaching out to the LIPS and taking a look at who's available at the IRCC to help them is one of the first initial steps.
Christina, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.